Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Jones, and today I want to talk about how to stop procrastinating while working at home. Now, there are thousands of professionals and individuals who have their own businesses who are working at home these days. And some of us are doing that kind of dual scenario where you're working at home part of the week and working at work part of the week. But one of the things I've noticed even for myself is I need to make sure that I'm not procrastinating and putting things off because I can do it later on in the day. And I need to really look at what my priorities are for the day. So I just wanted to talk to you today about, you know, how to stop procrastinating and be more productive. And there is a lot of research that does say that people are more productive when they're at home. But if you feel as though for yourself, it's becoming, you know, a habit to procrastinate on certain things, and that's causing your day to be longer than expected as you're working at home, I just wanted to give you some ideas of things you can do. So plan your day ahead of the next day. So you know the next day is coming. The important thing is to plan. What are the things that you need to do? What are the priorities? When do you want to get started on the things? Usually I like to get things that are really time consuming or need to be done as a priority first thing, because the day just rolls along. You don't get things accomplished the way that you should because you haven't planned out your day. And some people are the reverse. They want to get the smaller things done so they're out of the way, and then, you know, go to the larger things later on. So it's, you know, that's kind of, I'm flexible with that whole idea, and that's the way that you want to do it. But the main thing is that you have your priorities for the day and you're getting those things done. And so you need to really identify what are your biggest distractions when you're home. Is it eating? Is it just getting up later? Is it going out and doing things, and then, you know, one thing leads to another, and now you've wasted time? Is it that you have children that are at home and they're in school at home, they're online, and that's a distraction of your time because they're constantly coming to ask you questions? I've definitely experienced that. Or is it that in terms of when you're thinking about a project, you're not actually writing it down? So that becomes a distraction too, because then you're all over the place in terms of getting the goals and things that you need to get done for the day. So really kind of plan out and identify what are the biggest distractions, and then the most important thing is to start eliminating some of those distractions on a daily basis. You know, it's consistently a problem. Then you have the opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to put this off. I'm going to put this out into the weekend to get accomplished, rather than spending your time and investing your time that's taking away from your ability to do your work or your assignments or ability to go into meetings on time. So that's really important that you actually look at those things that in your life, and that can be different for different individuals in terms of the things that are distracting. Maybe even brainstorming with somebody. Wow, these things distract me. What are some of your ideas of how you would get rid of those distractions? That's another possibility as well. And then you want to make a commitment. You want to say, hey, I'm going to eliminate these five distractions, and you make a commitment to doing it. You have a timetable for how you're going to do it and a strategy for how you're going to do the things that you need to do to make a change. And the best person that can make a change is you. Sometimes we look at other people, but what are you doing to make sure that you can get rid of the procrastination on the things that you've committed for this particular day? Keep touch with your progress. In other words, you know that you have been procrastinating and now seeing yourself actually accomplishing more in a shorter period of time will be an indication that some of this procrastinating habits are going away and that you are making progress, that you are accomplishing your goal. For me, is whenever I'm writing a book, is am I procrastinating or am I writing a page a day? I firmly believe when you're writing a book, write a page a day, and that will get you to see that you can accomplish this goal of writing your book. I have several college access and college readiness books at drjonesbooks.com. That's drjonesbooks.com. And so if you are looking to improve your education, even that may be something that you're doing at home online. but you've been procrastinating on your homework assignments and other kinds of things. So, you know, definitely want you to work on that because that's my expertise. So we talked about making a commitment, keeping track of your progress, and identifying why you're making a slow progress. Is it something that just seems so big, something that seems such an overcoming task that you've been procrastinating and it seems like it's getting worse and worse? And you're probably right. The longer you procrastinate, the longer that you wait to get something done, the bigger and the more challenging it can seem to you. And I've had a number of students do that they were behind and then they got further behind because they just kept procrastinating because it seemed overwhelming. They didn't go meet with a professor. They didn't go ask for help. Someone's working in a particular job. They didn't go ask for help with others at their job. So you are the person that has to be out there connecting and making sure that you're going forward with your progress. But you know, who are the people that can help you with that progress? Not trying to kind of bunker down and do it by yourself. You might need certain people who have skills in an area that can help you. So you're feeling overwhelmed because you're really not skilled in that area. Find the people who are skilled in that area who can then help you and eliminate some of the different trials that you're going through in accomplishing your goal. And you can do it. I mean, you can find those individuals who have expertise in those areas. I often use LinkedIn in terms of that social network to find professionals and network with professionals who can help me with my goals and things that I need to accomplish. And that's been really wonderful. And I do have, I have about 130 of these podcasts with different topics. So maybe some of the other topics that you can listen to would be helpful to you as well. I think another thing that would be good to consider is, have you cast a vision of what you want your day to look like? As you're writing it down, why? What's your why? Why are you doing this? Why are you engaged in this? Is this providing meaning for your life? And sometimes that's another reason why people aren't working to their ability is because this is really not what they are commissioned in life to do. So maybe you need to be in the process of doing a reassessment of the work that you're doing and why you're doing it and, you know, why you're engaging in it. Think about what are other options that you might want to consider, or even if it's something that you're doing as a volunteer that gives you meaning and purpose in your life outside of work that may then give you enthusiasm in what you're doing in work. So I guess I'm kind of saying the ball is in your court in terms of moving forward and changing and having a vision for where you want to be. And that could be on a daily basis. Here's my vision for what I want to get accomplished on this day. Identify when you do your best work. I mean, that's another way to kind of be rewarded and excited is that, you know, the thing that you've been wanting to accomplish, you're actually accomplishing it. And knowing that the best part of your day is usually the mornings and getting things done. So you're using that to your advantage and you're being organized and you have a plan. And I guess that's a good word. Are you organized? Because again, if you are not organized, then it will lead into the procrastinating aspect of your life because you are constantly trying to figure out what you need to do. So definitely get organized. It's good to take a break here and there, even if you're trying to accomplish certain goals or certain activities during the day. It's good to take maybe a 5-10 minute break, take your lunch. All those are part of wellness and well-being. Taking breaks and considering yourself, getting rest, all that. But I also say don't make it a vacation because when you take hours of just chunks of time out of your day, then it's going to make your evenings much later and then you're not going to get rest at night, which you absolutely need and to effectively get over procrastinating on things. And have a plan for the second half of your day. The first half of your day could go away and man, I haven't done anything. Then the second half of the day, you have to sit down and say, okay, I need this, 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 and that, and make sure that you accomplish them. that way you can feel a sense of I've moved forward on the things that need to do and to accomplish for that day. So the second part of the day, you can have a vision for, okay, I did this morning, but hey, next I need to make sure that happens this afternoon by 4:00. Now give yourself a deadline and a time. Then know what your motivation is. What is your motivation for getting rid of procrastination? How would it benefit you? How will you be perceived in a better light? How will you have more that you've accomplished? How will you meet all the goals that you've been planning on meeting by eliminating procrastination from your life and making the ability to accomplish things something that you're doing very, very well? Then lastly, have a success attitude. Expect yourself to get over the habits of procrastinating and not doing things and not being organized and not having a plan. Expect yourself to now have a plan, be organized, more motivated, tapping into your resources of individuals who are professional in what they do. They know what they're doing. They can give you good advice. Be that person that's reaching out. And all these things amount to saving time and therefore eliminating some of the procrastination, and you will have a much better professional week. You'll accomplish a lot more and you'll eliminate procrastination if that's your goal. And if you really need help with it from a professional, certainly you can get in contact with me. I do all kinds of consulting work with leadership and development of professionals. And time management is one of my big seminars that I do. So you can reach me at drjonesbooks.com. You can also email me at stephenjones@rcn.com. Or certainly get in touch with me at 610-842-3843. And have a wonderful and productive day.